The members and the workers in Donegal are passionate about their jobs. They care deeply about the animals that are there, and they're left with their employment in uncertainty. We were in the WRC with the ISPCA a few weeks ago. We asked for information. Information was only received last week, and we want to make an argument that their jobs should be saved and they have the right to be saved. By making them redundant now, negates the obligation for a transfer under this new merger, and that's just wrong.
Are you effectively saying that your members will be made redundant, then DSPCA, as the operators of a new service, will come in and will hire workers, possibly not at the same terms and conditions as those who've been let go?
That is something we don't know because we've not seen the information, and that's the type of information we want to see.
You've asked the Agriculture Minister, Martin Hayden, to intervene in this. Do you believe realistically he will?
Well, we'd hope so. The amount of funding by the state, the amount of funding that comes from the ISPCA by donation, and if people who are donating to this worthwhile cause realised how they were treating their workers, that is something that needs to be addressed.
You want to go back to the WRC. You've made it clear Siptu is willing to go back. You're urging ISPCA to come back to the WRC as well. Have you any confidence that they will?
I hope so. I always have confidence in the system. We're in the WRC all the time and we welcome it. But what is happening now is a deliberate orchestrated attempt to deny the workers their statutory employment protections provided under the transfer of undertaking.